The vast majority of meteors strike our atmosphere at between 22 and 37 miles per second. This sounds dangerous. But happily, our atmosphere slows nearly all meteors, well before they descend to where jetliners cruise. A meteoroid starts falling solely because of Earth's gravity, and soon attains a terminal velocity between 200 and 400 miles an hour. That's the impact speed of most meteorites hitting roofs or lawns. Frightening danger gets delivered by meteoroids weighing more than 10 tons, because these retain a portion of their original space velocity. A meteoroid of 1,000 tons would hit the ground at over 10,000 miles an hour. Fortunately, such larger meteoroids tend to break up at around 10 miles up, and this makes the pieces lose all of their cosmic velocity. That's why fragments and small objects are mostly what rain down on us. Is there any way to assess the medical danger from these little meteoroids? The answer is yes, thanks to the strange human proclivity for celebratory gunfire. That's when people fire guns straight up, usually during occasions like New Year's Eve. In Puerto Rico alone, 2 people are killed and 25 injured each year because of bullets that came down on their heads. Bullets fired into the air during celebrations return at a speed of up to 400 miles an hour, which well exceeds the 157 miles an hour at which a bullet can penetrate the skin and damage organs. A medical study showed that in Los Angeles, during an 11-year period, 118 patients were struck by spent bullets, with a mortality rate of 32%. If you're ever with anyone who does this, the best safety tip is just to walk into the house. That's because, on average, you'll have a full half minute before the bullet returns to Earth. And don't worry about meteor showers. Those can never hit you because they're too fragile to reach the ground. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.